Sean Seguin threatened to slice a supermarket manager with a knife when he was nabbed with $32 worth of stolen stuff last summer. He pulled out the X-Acto knife when the Food Basics employee approached him outside the Trunk Road grocery on August 26, a judge heard Friday. City police officers responded to a 4:20 p.m. call from the manager, reporting the accused, who was well known to staff, had stolen items from the store, prosecutor David Didiodato said. When confronted, Seguin threatened the man with the utility knife, the Crown told Ontario Court Justice John Condon. He wasn't wearing shoes, and was carrying a bag filled with the purloined products. Seguin, 45, pleaded guilty to robbery in connection with the incident, as well as five other charges stemming from occurrences that took place during a three-month period last year. Following his arrest on August 26, he was released from custody on an undertaking that prohibited him from going to that Food Basics store. 4 days later, the cops were called once again to the supermarket. Shortly after 9 a.m., Seguin had a number of items that he was in the process of purchasing when he was asked to leave the store. He was located down the street at McDonald's, Didiodato told the court, and was arrested. On September 14, he returned, grabbed a six-pack of Busch Light beer and left without paying the $13.45 tab. Again, he was located a short distance away and was arrested. Seguin was also convicted of theft and mischief for damaging a cover on a pickup at the Station Mall parking lot on July 14 in an attempt to steal a bicycle from the back of the truck. He ripped the cover causing $1,000 in damage, Condon heard. Didiodato told the court Seguin has a quite lengthy criminal record involving thefts and property offenses that began in 1998 and continued until 2010. There was then a 10-year break before he again became involved in the justice system. The Crown and defense lawyer Ken Walker agreed 6 months in jail, followed by 18 months probation, would be an appropriate sentence. Seguin had a weapon capable of causing serious injury, Didiodato noted. Walker said his client has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, schizophrenia and a drug problem. He's good for a while, then he'll go off his medications and go to street drugs, and that's when things happen, the defense told Condon. It's a situation where he may not have thought about committing offenses. At the time of the offenses, Seguin had no fixed address. When he imposed the six-month sentence, the judge said the accused's guilty pleas indicated remorse and saved the court considerable time. Condon also noted he was taking into account the number and frequency of the offenses. Seguin had returned to Food Basics twice after he'd assured police he would stay away. Your behavior was escalating and you threatened to cut the manager. Seguin was sentenced to 5 months for the robbery, time he has spent in custody since his arrest, 100 days enhanced to 150. He also received 30 days for the mischief and theft of the beer. During his 18-month probation, Seguin must not communicate with the store manager and not be within 25 meters of him. He must remain away from the Trunk Road Food Basics. As well, he must take any recommended assessments, counseling and rehabilitative programs for anger management, substance abuse and psychological and psychiatric issues. Condon also imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition and ordered Seguin to provide a DNA sample.